Okay, yes. Cam.
The only point I wanted to make is that since we did not indicate a follow-up meeting, that we should do so, you know, before we leave the live stream again.
Okay. The only question is what date? How many people have a problem with September 3rd, which is a week from now?
I think that'll work.
And how many people
have a problem with it? But,
September,
well.
the following Tuesday would probably make more sense, wouldn't it? Isn't that the same?
Well, September, there's two dates. There's September 3rd and there's September 10th.
May I suggest September 10th? This is summer, only because we are amending the 990, and ideally that should also go by the audit committee just for review. So if the rest of your group is not immediately amenable to September 3rd, perhaps September 10th would be convenient.
This is Robert. I also have a conflict on the 3rd.
Goodbye, B.
Okay. How many people have a problem with the September 10th?
Fred?
Yes?
Fine, without objection.
Okay, is there any objection to us meeting on September 10th?
Great.
Special meeting of the Audit Committee. Hearing no objection, we will have a special meeting. I will post it on KPFTX at our standard time of 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. I think that piece of business is taken care of. Okay, so the next point of business is a vote on the approval of the 2012 audit report.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
So moved. Is there any objection to approving the 2012 audit report?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I think the proper motion would be that we recommend to the PNB that they approve the audit.
Mike,
I think that's our function.
Summers told me that the PNB does not have to approve this, just the audit committee.
No.
So we are the power today.
No, it
Great.
should
so
still go.
Does.
Fred, this yeah. should still go through the PNB
yeah.
because the committee is not the sole authority. Any committee is a byproduct of the PNB, and the PNB
right.
has the final decision.
Right.
I hear what you say, Brenda.
This is Margie.
Go ahead, Margie.
One of the characteristics of audit committees under California nonprofit law is that they're supposed to be independent. So while I don't pretend to be an expert on this particular piece of law, it would not surprise me that California nonprofit law might require a vote of the audit committee, and that it would not be advisory. But I don't know. I'm just telling you that's it because of the concern that the audit committee is supposed to be independent. That's why, for example, no member of the finance committee may serve on the audit committee because there is supposed to be a level of independence that the that audit committees have.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
You go ahead and speak, Campbell.
Yeah, we've had votes of the audit. I mean, of the PNB. You know, previously in terms of my experience with PNB. So you know, I think that we wouldn't lose anything, and certainly, you know, it's been custom, and I think that you know whether it's is the Sarbanes-Oxley or California nonprofit law, you know, we would be well versed and our PNB members, I think, would be happier if, you know, we presented it to them. And so I'll certainly accept the recommendation that we approve the audit and pass it on to the PNB for their approval.
And if I may, this is Summer dropping in. I believe Margie is correct, and that's always been my understanding. I'm on a best board site. The audit committee approves the audit. There is supposed to be some very specific functions that are delegated to the audit committee. So I would say that it would be appropriate practice that the audit committee will approve this audit, and I will do a little more research between today and tomorrow. I don't actually believe it has to be approved by the PNB, but it does have to be approved by the audit committee. That's certain.
Chair, point of order, Chair?
We'll check the effects of that because it's all our own issues, but from a legal perspective, it is the audit committee which is required to approve this, and this is basic nonprofit board practice. It's not peculiar.
Excuse me, Lefevre on the sack.
Okay.
Lawrence on the sack.
Yes. Also, this is the chair. We probably also should take a roll call vote on it just to be completely legal. Okay,
yes.
Lawrence, you have the floor.
No, Frank was before me, Chair.
Okay.
Frank was
before me. Yes. I have a little trouble with my voice, but I think the proper thing would be for the committee to approve the audit and then report to the PNB that we have done so.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
I think Frank is right about that, Fred, so thank you. That's sort of what I was groping at. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Okay.
Chair? Can I get back on the stack now? Yeah. Just as a matter of process, it just seems to me I'm having a gut feeling that I think it should definitely go to the PNB, and if we're not completely sure, then we should definitely seek the correct information that we need in order, you know, to either recommend it to the PNB.
Excuse me, I thought I clarified that if we approve it and then report to the PNB that we've approved it, the PNB can do what it wants.
Right.
It can accept the report, it can reject the report. It's not our business to recommend things to the PNB, but it is our business to report what we have done.
I guess I could belabor it, but legally it's the audit committee's responsibility to approve this audit. I will take a look at whether our bylaws require something in addition that requires it to go to the PNB, but if we deal with the outside world and not ours, the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, one is required to have an audit committee in order to exercise these functions. So with whatever language is necessary, I believe it is appropriate that the audit committee takes a vote to either approve or not approve this audited financial statement. I hate to say it, I'll take it from there when it comes to what we do with it next with PNB. I am of the opinion that it can be filed at that point. If it appears that it has to go to the PNB, then I will call it emergency session of the PNB on short notice because that's what needs to happen here. But either way, the audit committee still has to either approve or not approve of the financial statement.
Ms. Jenkins.
Well, that's not my concern. I'm just, you know, thinking of appropriate protocol and process, that's all.
Hey, Shane, you wanted to say something?
Just really quick that the Article 8, Section 3 Standing Committees of the Board, it mentions that the government committees shall review, the finance committee shall review and recommend, the audit committee shall oversee the annual audit and shall not include finance committee members. It all just says that this committee is created to oversee the annual audit. That's it. That's all it says. So I think that the motion is completely in order. We should approve it and report to the PNB that we've done so.
Okay. Any more discussion? So is it do people want to take a vote at this point and to accept the audit, the 2012 audit report?
You going to do a roll call, Chair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Since Margie can't do it, I will record the votes, and I will send it to her by email. I've got a committee list here, so I can record these things easily. Should I call people's names and then you can vote?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
I vote yes to approve.
Okay. As chair, I'm not going to vote. Jane Gatewood?
Yes.
Okay, Donald Goldmacher's not present. William Hairwagon?
No.
Okay. Nancy Herschel's not present. Melinda Levy Dunhon?
It's Doan, Fred, like condone. It's Eiley, Eiley
Doan. Yeah, her line is so poor, it's hard for me to hear. Okay, Linda, how do you vote?
Melinda.
Who did you call?
Melinda.
Melinda.
Eiley Doan. Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you. Lizette King? Lizette? I'll consider that a pass for now. Jeanette Colburn?
Yes.
Okay. Frank Lefevre?
Yes.
Robert Mark?
Yes.
Brenda Medina?
I vote no. This is Brenda.
Okay. Lawrence?
I vote no.
Okay. Margie Wilkinson?
I vote yes.
Okay. Lizette King, are you still there? I guess we lost her. Okay, let me get the totals here. Okay, it's 830. So, we have accepted the audit committee has accepted the audit for this
Thank
year.
You very, very much, and we appreciate your attention.
Could you repeat the count? I'm sorry. Could you repeat the count?
Yes. The count was 830.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
This is Robert. I just have to say something on the record before we get gone.
Sure.
The executive director incorrectly reported earlier that the KPFT overpayment for the CPG grant for the period of the audit was $55,000-something. And I have it in front of me, and it's $6,749. We have some people here locally that don't understand that audit, don't understand what it's for.
I'm sorry, Robert, you misheard me. I never said that we were overstated by that amount or that CPB was taking that amount. The $54,000 I referred to is the amount that we're anticipating as a second disbursement from last year's funds of CPB once we submit the audit.
Oh, that was the amount to be disbursed.
Yes, that was that, sorry.
Yeah,
no, I know. KPFT only got dinged very slightly in the overall CPB situation. No, that $54,000 is the amount that we anticipate CPB giving as soon as we get this information into them. Okay,
thank you. I just wanted to clarify
that. Thank you, Robert. No problem.
We have some local people that, if they're listening, would be freaking out by then.
Oh, yeah, that would be a scary number for Texas. Thank you. All right, thank you, Robert.
That was an order of magnitude.
Yeah, tenfold penalty. We wouldn't want that. Thank you.
Robert, thank you so much. Sometimes when you ask a question, you really do get an answer. Okay, I gather our business for tonight is over. I thank all the members for their questions and their studious attention.
And adjournment.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I hear any objections? We are adjourned. Thank you so much, people.
Thank you. Bye.